This is a follow-up visit for patient Taisha Martin, TYSHA-MARTIN, date of service 1/25/2022, date of birth 6/25/1997, date of accident 3/26/2021. Thank you for presenting, Ms. Taisha Brown is here complaining of pain in the lower back. The left shoulder and right hand. She was initially injured on 3/26/2021. In this accident, she was T-bone on the driver side with a screen driver, leading to some headaches and minor symptoms of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, and loss of hearing. She has had almost a year of physical therapy. The patient cannot remember where her MRIs were done so far or other treatment records for alternating. The patient was initially seen on 11/4/2021. Record diseases were sent to JP Auto Law, to the Sinai Grace Hospital, and to all the places that she recommended, but we have not seen any records. She has also been seen on 12/10/2021, and we extended the physical therapy at that time. In the hope that we'll be able to get some information. She reports that her chest is painful, tender. Left arm is slightly weak, and she drops inside of the left arm. She also has some mild to moderate pain in the left shoulder around thigh, with a difficulty in abducting the arm beyond 130 degrees. According to her, the pain in the lower back is across, and minor pain in the neck is also reported to the level of 4 to 5. The patient unfortunately has been non-compliant. She has not visited on scheduled visits after despite several calls. There have been no show. Pain level is around 9 in the lower back, according to her, while the shoulder pain is around 5, neck pain is 5. Patient reports no relief of the pain, and then the areas that are affected are general activity, 10, mood, work and sleep affected, 9, enjoyment of life is 8, walking ability, 7, according to the patient. In the areas patient reports, there's no headaches and no visual disturbances, no double vision, dizziness, vertigo, no difficulty sleeping. There's no stress, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work, and no anxiety, depression, no loss of memory, no vision problems. In the pain and numbness, patient has a problem in the lower back, pain mainly. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems or incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or bowel problem. In the GI, no incontinence, the urine, frequent painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, testing, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient has reported that the pain level has remained the same, and no changes in the medical history, and no changes in the surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine that she obtained from somewhere else. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is good. Patient reports full compliance. The physical examination, WPS is 133/98, pulse is 69, temperature 95.7, and the pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 12/10/2021, which is number 1213/099. Plan of care and diagnosis different. Plan of care is to hold her physical therapy at this time and disability in advance for MRI and medical records that have not been brought to us. The patient will be removed from all the medications at this time for non-compliance. and I will recontact her sources wherever she has been in the past. And try to obtain the records. I've also called personally to Mr. Charles Rios, who is at American Claim Management, to identify any medical records or IMEs that they have or MRI. So far, I cannot continue medical treatment based on nothing. Thank you. The patient was injured almost a year ago. If you can obtain the records and MRI, we will begin the treatment, otherwise, we'll hold it off and discharge the patient.